Small aircraft buzzed over South Boulder Saturday afternoon, gathering imagery and dropping a slurry of fluorescent red fire retardant between a residential neighborhood and a blaze that began near the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, lab. Afternoon wind gusts and dry conditions on the ground fueled a fire that sent columns of smoke billowing across Boulder's characteristic view of the Flatirons. The fire's cause remains undetermined and is under investigation.
Where the fire is located, how we have this Table Mesa neighborhood on one side and then parks and open space and the Flatirons on the other side, the Flatirons actually have a lot of snow, and because of that snow and that height and elevation, the fire is actually not going up in that direction as much.
That's Maria Washburn, Public Information Officer for Boulder Fire Rescue. We were standing together Saturday on the hillside next to the NCAR facility, watching firefighters attack the blaze as it crept toward the neighborhood below.
We've been focusing a lot on this Table Mesa neighborhood to help ensure that we can keep the fire away from there if possible. So we have this slurry line, that red line, that's between the black of the fire and where the Table Mesa neighborhood is, and then actually a little bit lower down, we have a wet line that firefighters are currently spraying water on that's creating a secondary containment line right next to those homes.
Smoke that was visible on the horizon from miles away was particularly unnerving for residents of a county that had just experienced the worst urban firestorm in Colorado history less than 3 months ago. The scene stopped pedestrians in their tracks in central Boulder and drew small groups of neighborhood residents to street corners along Table Mesa Drive. The area's Bear Creek Elementary School parking lot and soccer field became a natural gathering spot for people like Patrick Cosgrove, who wanted to keep an eye on the fire looming in the hills above.
Just observing the fire, taking some pictures and videos, and trying to get information from some people that live in the immediate neighborhood, since I'm about 10 miles west of here up in the mountains, hoping that the fire doesn't spread in my direction, hoping it doesn't spread in any direction.
What have you observed of the vibe of people watching this fire?
Well, I was talking to a couple that live, it sounded like, within a mile or two of here, and another woman when I was parked on Broadway at Rayleigh by the entrance to NIST before I came up here. And they seem surprisingly calm. I mean, calmer than I would be if I lived in this immediate neighborhood. I mean, I'm nervous enough, and I'm, like I said, about, it's shorter than 10 miles in a straight line, but by car, it's about 10.
Not far from Cosgrove stood other onlookers with their stares fixed on the horizon. Among them was Sharon Lafer, who had paused her bike ride to take in the scene from the soccer field.
I live about 2 or 3 miles the other direction.
And we are not the only people out here in this soccer field looking at the sky. Why are you out here?
Part out of curiosity, to be honest. Part out of little PTSD from the Marshall Fire. There seems to have been a couple of fires in the past couple months, and so I was on my bike and wanted to get a little closer just to get my eyes on it, and honestly to see if I had to pack a go bag or just to figure out what was actually happening on the ground.
And have you received any kind of emergency alert via cell phone from the city or from emergency management?
Yeah, I got two. The first one just said evacuate, and I was like, I know this is 3 or 4 miles from my house, and so I was like, no. That was the first time I stepped outside and looked. I was like, maybe I wasn't supposed to get that. And then I was telling you earlier, I took yoga class. When I got out, my phone went off again, and it was saying El Dorado Springs, evacuate. But I received it, but at least this time it was clear who it was for. And so, yes, I am getting the alerts, and I'm grateful for that.
And how fast do you think you'd be able to evacuate if you had to?
Pretty damn quick. Scoop up the dog. yeah, that's probably about it. Maybe my computer. I should probably give more thought to that, but you never really think it's going to happen.
Further down the hill from NCAR and Bear Creek Elementary, the mood was also one of apprehensive calm, but with an additional layer of unspoken heaviness as residents gathered near or outside of the Table Mesa King Supers. Christine Turner used to live in Devil's Thumb and was in Boulder Saturday with her father to visit her daughter, who attends CU.
We just came in today and we came up over the hill from Golden and saw all the smoke and thought, oh no, not again. I mean, everybody here just evacuated, what, 2 months ago or something? And here we are again with another fire, and we've sort of watched it build all day as we've been with my daughter down at CU wondering if she would have to evacuate.
Christine and her father, Bob Turner, were at the King Soopers location on Table Mesa to pick up groceries for their family visit. The grocery store was closed just days before the fire to mark the one-year anniversary of a mass shooting that killed 10 people at the location. It was a fresh memory in the minds of many neighborhood residents, forced to struggle with the uncertainty of what the fire on the hillside would mean for their homes.
I think you feel just sorry for Boulder. Like, to be at the King Soopers and then to see right up the street that, you know, you've got flames and houses potentially, you know, endangered again, that it just doesn't feel fair to this community to continually have to go through this kind of agony.
Do you worry about your daughter being at CU Boulder just because of these types of events that have occurred over the past year?
Well, my granddaughter.
That's my daughter. Yeah.
No, we're concerned. I mean, obviously, you know, once you've lived in Boulder for even a short time, you just fall in love with the people here, the community itself, the green belt, everything that just makes Boulder one of the best places to live in the world. So you really feel for it, even if you're somewhere else or another part of the world, and something happens in Boulder, you feel it.
As night began to fall, the smoke thinned and rolled downhill into the neighborhood. Many, like Sharon Lafer, were left mulling over similar thoughts, hard to put into words.
There's something about this area, right? Just last week, it was the year anniversary of the awful shooting right at our supermarket right here. A couple months ago, it was the Marshall fire right here. And so it's just something about this area that is, it's been a rough, yeah, just cross fingers and toes and thank our first responders.
By Sunday evening, all evacuees were able to return to their homes thanks to the efforts of around 150 firefighters from more than 24 districts and a stillness in the air. You are listening to The Morning Magazine. I'm your host, Shannon Young, and we'll be back after this quick break.